we should absolutely be releasing people from prison rather than trying to warehouse them more cheaply. Over the last 30 years, our prison population has exploded, has quintupled, gone from around 300,000, 350,000 to well over 2 million for reasons that have stunningly little to do with crime or crime rates. Crime rates have fluctuated during this period, gone up, gone down, and today, as bad as crime is in many parts of the country, crime rates are at historical lows. But incarceration rates, especially black incarceration rates, have consistently soared. Most criminologists and sociologists today will acknowledge that crime rates and incarceration rates have moved independently of one another. Incarceration rates have soared regardless of whether crime was going up or down in any given community or the nation as a whole. So what does explain this prison boom? Well, the answer is the war on drugs and the Get Tough movement, the wave of punitiveness that washed over the United States. In fact, today there are more people in prisons and jails just for drug offenses than were incarcerated for all reasons in 1980. And the overwhelming majority of those swept up in this drug war have been poor folks of color, arrested and convicted of primarily nonviolent, relatively minor drug offenses.
And one thing I want